Welcome to the Carpool Podcast with Kelly.
Going to the grocery store isn't a hobby.
No. Yeah, no.
You know what I mean? Catching up on laundry isn't a form of self-care.
And Liz.
And this is where I realized I'm bored and I'm boring, is I'm coming on a podcast and I've got nothing to talk about. I've got no anecdotes. I have nothing to say. I have no fun stories.
Your mom time off starts now.
Welcome back to the Carpool Podcast with Kelly
and Liz.
Hi, everyone.
What day is it?
Today's Tuesday by the time they're listening to this episode.
Oh.
It's tough when you have a recording schedule such as ours, which is a week out.
Yeah, no, it is tough.
But, you know, we're girls who have to stick to a schedule, mm-hmm. which we barely do
which
in the
we really first. Struggle to do. Yeah.
But one thing we do is we record podcasts on Tuesdays. And if you can't fit into Tuesdays, then we can't fit you in. That's why we can't get the truck dad.
I know he's booked. He's busy. Who knows what he's doing, honestly. I'm excited for his content to be caught up to real life.
It's like I know he needs to just.
Yeah, start putting it out. Anyway, how are you been, Cal? How are you doing?
Liz, I'm doing pretty good. The nausea is kind of done.
That is such a blessing.
Yep. Well, we actually ended my first trimester nausea with the stomach flu. That came through.
Way to just round it all out.
Yeah, it was like I was like, oh, that's weird. I haven't puked this pregnancy yet. And then I puked and I was like, oh, okay. And then I realized what had happened.
Yeah.
Because then George puked and then Hattie puked and then Tyler puked. And Fred didn't puke, so good for him. That was all a couple of weeks. That was like last week. One thing about me is I just feel so weird. I rarely share when my family's sick on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I just like don't.
It's like a vulnerable time.
And it just feels like content you don't need to know.
Yeah.
Like in the moment. So anyway, but once I got out of that, I was like, you know what sounds good? A roasted vegetable.
And that's when you know. when you know you're out of the woods.
You know what I can tolerate? Chicken.
Wow.
So yeah, it's I'm kind of like feeling.
Are you back in the kitchen?
Elizabeth, yes, I'm back in the kitchen. Mm. I made a beef stew.
Oh yeah, I saw your beef stew.
Oh my gosh, you guys. I will get my life together and write down the recipe. It is incredible. And here's my secret ingredient.
What?
Well, one, you use the beefy onion Lipton soup mix. Like, don't work so hard. And then you top it with a little extra pinch of salt. I like a salty beef stew. And I do a lime. I do a lime in my beef stew, which people think is so weird. But when we were growing up, we had a Mexican au pair, Monica. Shout out, Monica. And she put lime on everything.
Yeah.
And she taught, like, she would make me my favorite. One of my favorite snacks was we called her Kika. So I'd say Kika apples. And it was lime, green apples, and salt.
Oh,
and
that like makes my mouth like pucker.
And then whenever she would make beef stew or chicken noodle soup, we would always add lime to it.
Yeah.
And I love lime in my beef stew. I squeeze an entire half a lime on just my bowl of beef stew.
Mm. Lime is kind of like an underrated ingredient.
I'm obsessed with lime.
I've started because I recommended a few podcasts ago that Rozzy guy on Instagram who makes like really healthy meals and all of his chicken that he seasons, he'll season it with all the seasoning and always a lime too, which I never thought, but it kind of like gets it a little bit
like
makes it stick like makes all it really ties everything together, and it is so good, and it cooks better when it has little moisture on it. So yeah.
So anyway, I made that. We made, oh, this was a budget friendly meal I forgot to mention. One of my favorites, ham, peas, butter noodles.
Mm-hmm. Except your ham was expensive.
Well, it was $11, but it was for a quarter of a ham.
Yeah.
It's that's easily dinner, breakfast, and like probably a sandwich for somebody.
Yeah, no, for sure.
I'm going to queue up some ham. I'll make a quiche maybe.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, I made sausage sauerkraut. Yeah, like I'm kind of back to the kitchen. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling inspired. Yeah.
Okay. I'm so happy for you. That has to be a good feeling.
Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm fine. We're good. I like need something exciting to go on in my life.
Okay.
Things are just kind of boring right now. I think it's this time of year.
You know what I think you need to do? Can I
go on a vacation?
No, we have far too much to do for that.
What?
I think you need to replace your backsplash. Like that's like a fun project for you to like take on. And even you did the peel and stick. Now you're complaining about the peel and stick. It's coming off. I think you just, it would be something fresh and new you'd see every time you walked into your kitchen. I think you should do that.
Yeah, I have such a hard time doing things to this house because when Maddie and I bought this house, we thought that it was going to be like our 10, 15 year home. And now that we're here, we realize that that's maybe not necessarily the case. And we're both just constantly on Zillow, to be totally honest with you. We're always looking to see what else is out there. That is, like, this house fits us, and like there's no reason to move, like to move, except I just feel like I'm in a neighborhood, like I'm on a quarter, maybe not even a quarter acre. Like I just feel very confined. And there's just things that I don't like. And so I don't want to do anything to this house. Like I would love to have a finished basement, but it's just like, do I want to put the money in to do a finished basement if we're not going to be here very long? Well, but we don't know how long we're going to be here.
That's the loop I got myself into when I was like, this is our starter home. We're not going to do anything.
I know.
And then we were like, oh gosh, I wish we would have just done stuff.
I know.
I don't think you should redo the basement because I think.
Not redo, finish.
Sorry, I don't think you should finish the basement out here, but I do think. I don't think you can sell your house with peel and spick.
No. I do need to replace the
backsplash. So I think that's just like
I got a quote.
Yeah, I think that's
making moves.
I think that's a fun thing you could go do. I think that would be like, and you know, you'd have a little mojo going on. You'd have a little, oh yeah, we got the backsplash guy coming. Oh yeah, we're working on the backsplash. When someone's like, what's
is that all I have going on in my life is my backsplash? I think that goes to show how little and how bored I am in life, because the exciting alternative you have for me is to replace my backsplash. Or is this just what growing up is supposed to be like?
This is what growing up is like. And it's all about, you know, you see it, you run into an old friend. Oh, how are things going? You know, things are good. Yeah, we're settling into the house. I actually just replaced the backsplash.
Well, then like, what would be nice is then I'd have a backsplash guy. And then if you're like,
be like, oh my gosh, I need a tile guy.
I have a guy.
And then
you'll love him.
And then you're interesting.
I've got guys.
I mean, I'm not saying like, I mean, granted, I'm over here doing like an entire like full blown house remodel.
It just feels like I asked Tyler if he could do backsplash and he said no. And I just like don't understand why he can't do backsplash.
So here, because no, he can't do backsplash. He can't do backsplash. And Tyler has not the best attention to detail.
Yeah. So he can like, yeah, his aesthetics aren't there. He's not good with the aesthetics.
Here's how Tyler described himself, which I think is wonderful. He's like, I'm the best number two guy.
Mm.
He's like, I can be anyone's number two. And I mean, he's good with electric work. He's incredible. He's basically a plumber. He's great with plumbing. But I mean, yeah, I mean, he couldn't caulk anything in our house. Like he could hang the drywall and then he had to have someone else come in and caulk it.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think that would be something good. And you know what? I'm so happy that you're bored in your life, because we actually have an entire segment on today's episode all about hobbies.
Oh, thank goodness.
Because I had asked.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Because I feel you. I hear you. Like, I've been there. I'm kind of like, oh my gosh, I'd love to be there right now. But we're going to go through some of these. Oh, we'll just get right into it, shall we? Or do you want to do millennial word?
I do have a millennial word.
Okay, let's get it out of the way.
Okay, well, now it's time for the millennial word of the day, where we learn Gen Z slang so we can be less lame. And today's word is side quest.
Side quest. Side quest. I love it. I don't know what it means, though.
Okay, so side quest. It's a video game terminology, and it's definitely having a moment. With various words borrowed from the world of gaming being thrown into conversation, side quest refers to deviating from the scheduled mission. If you plan to go on a grocery run, but see a pet store on the way and end up buying a fish, you went on a little side quest.
Obsessed.
I know, isn't that cute?
It's like detour.
It's like, it's such like a cute way to say like, oh, I ran some errands. And like maybe that one errand was to go to the pharmacy, but then your side quest was Target, Home Goods, Starbucks. It's not like, it's your side quest.
Okay, well, we're going to be talking about side quests today.
Okay.
Okay, so two episodes ago, we had talked about like how men have all these hobbies, like they're fishing, they're golfing, they're watching football. And we're over here like, going to the grocery store isn't a hobby.
No. Yeah, no.
You know what I mean? Catching up on laundry isn't a form of self-care.
No.
But we're like, what are the hobbies? And I think these are some excellent submissions. Like, okay. I was actually so grateful for the Carpool Instagram for putting these in. And I think it's like, I'm going to say it and I want us to sit with it. And I want us to kind of take it on some side quests, because it's not just as simple as doing the thing. It's like, how do you turn the thing into a hobby?
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
No, but I'm sure once you give me an example, I'll know what you mean.
Pickleball.
I love pickleball.
Pickleball is so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Join a league.
Yeah.
with a girlfriend or with your husband.
Like, what should we? Yeah, great couples game.
Such a fun couples game. You don't have to be athletic. See if there's a pickleball place in your area. Pickleball is so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Pickleball. It would also be a fun thing to do, like, with kids. Like, if you have, like, older kids, like a 12-year-old, get them on the pickleball court. Play as a family.
Yeah, even younger than that, for sure.
Love pickleball. You can sign up for tournaments, and then, like, that can be a thing you guys do. It's like, oh, what do you guys do? You know, we're playing a pickleball tournament. It's for charity. So then, one, you're charitable. Two, you're active. Three, you're interesting. Pickleball.
Okay, pickleball. I like it. I love it, actually.
And then when we have our Folds of Honor pickleball tournament, maybe some of you guys can show up because we need a little bit better turnout next time.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of quilting, crocheting, sewing has come across the desk. It's not something, I mean, I like my crocheting. I like to crochet. I find it relaxing.
Okay.
I think people are either going to be into that or not into that. I don't think that sparks joy for you at all. I don't think you'd be good at it.
No, much like Tyler, I like can't do things that require like finesse, finishing aesthetics nicely. I'm very like quick and sloppy.
Mm-hmm. But if you're not...
But if you're not.
And there's like so many videos. I mean, I literally taught myself how to crochet off of a YouTube. Like you could, and I'm not even that artsy fartsy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I think those are like fun. That one for some people.
I think those are What's fun. Next? I don't know much about sewing and quilting, but if you want to get into crocheting, YouTube, how to crochet a granny square. Just do that. Pick up some yarn. It's very nice and relaxing. Okay. Oh, I'm also going to throw needlepoint in there. Like some sort of like...
I tried that. Couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
Not good at it.
That's okay.
Should have seen that one coming, but not good at it.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
I haven't tried making my candle yet, though, so I'm still holding out for that.
Okay. Let's get into gardening.
Okay. Yeah. I have tried gardening. I like gardening, but gardening only comes...
It's a summer thing.
It's a summer thing. And when it's time, I get so excited about it.
Yeah, but like, here's the thing about a hobby. It's like you can start, like, if you want to garden this summer, start researching.
Yeah.
We need to be researching. We need to get a plan in place. When are you starting your tomatoes? Are you doing them as seedlings? Because you could have seedlings in your kitchen right now.
Mm. Oh, like plant. Oh, like.
And like, it's just like, go a little further. Like, maybe we like, is there a, could you contact like a local farmer to get your tomato plants instead of just Lowe's? Like, it's just like, how do we make it like, again, and then you have a tomato guy, like, oh, then you're with a girlfriend. Oh, don't go to Lowe's for tomato plants. I got this guy. Ron. He sells them for Ron. Yeah. He sells them for way cheaper. I've never had as good as tomatoes. And then we just have things, you know?
And that's the thing is I'm coming on this podcast, Kelly, and this is where I realized I'm bored and I'm boring is I'm coming on a podcast and I've got nothing to talk about. I've got no anecdotes. I have nothing to say. I have no fun stories. I'm just...
I know, Elizabeth.
You know.
And I'm really like, I hope this is not at all trying. I'm not trying to come across as like funny or sarcastic in the slightest. Like, I really think if you have a tomato guy, it's like a fun thing to talk about.
No, I agree. I'm agreeing with you.
Okay. This one came across a lot, and I think I like this one, and it's kind of the what I told you earlier. It's just DIY house projects or just house projects in general.
Yeah.
I think we should all have an ongoing house project. And it can be as simple as, yeah, I'm trying to like, it doesn't have to be high cost. Yeah, you know, I'm trying to thrift for a new side table there. Oh, yeah, it's like, I want to get new curtains over here. You know, I want to like spray paint our outside lights black. Like, what is your house project? What is your current house project that you're working on? I think that's a really good way to, I think that would give me a lot of satisfaction. And when I move into my new house, I will do this. And I wish I would have done it in my old house. Like, just one project, a quarter.
A month.
This girl goes, little DIY house glow up. I just reupholstered my daughter's rocking chair. I bet she knows a thing or two.
Yeah. And I bet she didn't know how to reupholster prior to doing this.
I bet
and
she didn't
either. She learned herself.
She learned herself. But that's where it's like kind of like we talked about in the last episode. If you're never embracing the chaos and if you're always trying to catch up on the things that you can never get caught up on, then next thing you know, the laundry's still not done and you don't know how to reupholster.
Well, I'm going to make more sourdough stuff. Like, I'm going to try cinnamon rolls.
Sourdough and baking was mentioned a lot, too. I think sourdough is a great hobby.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one person said something in here. I wish I could find the exact person so I could give her credit. But she said, let me see if I can find it. Okay, her hobby is cooking without a purpose. Mm. And I was like, yeah. Like, what if I was like, you know what I want to make tonight? A cheesecake. Or this week. Never made a cheesecake. And what if I just learned how to do that?
Well, you know what? I like that. And that leads me to the other thing. Because like I said, I want to make cinnamon rolls. as someone who tries to eat, you know, relatively healthier, I don't, cinnamon rolls aren't on my grocery list. So the fact that like I'm even considering making cinnamon rolls, I'm kind of like, I feel like I kind of need a special occasion to make cinnamon rolls. Like it's just a Tuesday. Like, can I make cinnamon rolls? And it's like, if you go through the process of making them homemade, I think you can have whatever you want.
You can have whatever you want. That's
if you want donut holes so badly, make them from scratch. If you want a cheesecake, make it from scratch. And then I feel better about it. I mean, you don't have to do that, but that's what justifies it for me, because I can't just be out here buying cinnamon rolls every day of the week.
No, and I think there's just so many fun. I mean, I like to cook, but I think there's so many fun recipes out there that, yeah, to me, like on paper, I'm like, that doesn't serve a purpose. Like, I'm not going to just make a random thing like that. Like, no one would eat that. No one would do this. That's going to take up way too much time, blah, 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 blah. But then it's like, there's so many fun recipes that I'm just not even trying to make because I don't think they serve a purpose for my family. And like, I'll give you a tangible example. And this is me trying to, one, love my neighbor, which is a goal of mine. And two, I guess, have a hobby. And three, I'm back in the kitchen. There's a big thing in Missouri is fish fries.
Yeah.
Which I don't think that's everywhere.
I think it's like a thing during Lent.
No, people were like, what's a fish fry?
Oh, okay.
So fish fries are like the Catholic scene in Missouri.
Here's why it's a big thing in St. Louis. The Catholic scene is huge in St. Louis.
Like, St. Louis has so many Catholic schools. So many people are Catholic. And during Lent, which is like the 40 days between like what like non-Christians would call like Mardi Gras and Easter, basically.
Yeah.
We Catholics don't eat meat on Fridays.
Yeah.
And some Wednesdays. Mainly just on Fridays, though. So a lot of the Catholic churches throw on fish fries.
So you go to your church, you pay $7, you get a plate with some fried cod.
Well, it's more like 15 because inflation's found the fish fries.
Okay. You pay $15, you get a big plate with mac and cheese, green beans, your fried cod.
Yeah.
And like you get together with your church and everything.
So anyway, the fish fry we were going to, they need desserts. They're desperate for desserts. And I said, I am going to make a dessert for the fish fry on Friday.
Perfect.
I'm loving my neighbor. I'm doing some things. So my sister-in-laws and my mother-in-law are the most incredible bakers. Like,
amazing.
It is like my mother-in-law like will bake one of her carrot cakes and at an auction and it will sell for like $350.
I wasn't a carrot cake person until Barb Stumpy's carrot cake was at your wedding. And Kelly like had a wedding cake, you know, because you have to like have like a pretty one. But then like Barb made all of like the side cakes. Those are the only ones that were taken.
So I texted my sisters. I texted like my sister-in-laws and my mother-in-law. And I was like, I have to make something for the fish fry. Like, what do I make? Because I don't even know, like, what is a good thing to bring? Knowing
like
that,
in bulk.
And like knowing they're going to cut it up and serve it. And my sister-in-law, Danielle, goes, I always do a bar dessert. I'll send you some of my favorites. And so she sent me these bars and I'm going to make these on Thursday.
Okay, perfect.
So anyway. And I'm probably going to do a double batch so we can have some and I can take some to the fish fry.
Yeah. Going off that, I also just feel like this is a good opportunity for me to really experiment with food for James as well, just because I don't have the same level of chaos. And it's like, you know what? I can at this point, like do some research on experimenting with food and like putting a little bit of effort into coming up with like very baby safe foods. Love. You know, like I was kind of into the purees. He's not really into the purees as much anymore. But like, what do I do after the purees? You know, like he can use his little pinchers and he can like eat things that are cut up small. Like, what am I making?
Yeah, I love
to avoid like buying the stuff at the store.
I love. Where were we going with all of this?
I don't know. This is a really helpful session for me, though.
I know. Okay, I'm going to keep reading something. Okay. I don't remember where we were going. Okay. Outdoor activities, hiking, backpacking, fishing. Someone said, I like to run 1 5K a month. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, you sound interesting.
And you have like an event and like something to look forward to.
You have an event.
It's on your calendar.
It's on the calendar. You can take some kids. Like I could easily like take a kid in a stroller on a 5K. Get a girlfriend. Get a coffee. Walk it. Who cares? You're doing charity.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah. No, my sister-in-law, her and her husband are super into running. Like they do probably a couple 5Ks a month. And now all their kids are... They have like a 7-year-old, an 8-year-old, and like a, I don't know, 4-year-old. 4-year-old, not so much. But the 7 and 8-year-old are like running them. They're doing the 5Ks with them, running the entire time.
I love it.
Yeah. Like your kids can do it. And it's good for them. And I just feel like I just see how healthy it is for those kids like see their parents like be so active, and like it's like a, literally a family activity, is they will go on a run.
That's so fun. Mm-hmm. For some families.
Yeah, no, I don't like running, but like I'm so inspired by them.
Yeah, and I just think like kind of going off of that, it's also, you know, like what if you like tried like all the parks in your area, or like all like the hiking parks? What if you guys did hikes and like that was the hobby, you know?
Yeah, I do like walking.
Okay, a lot of reading.
Okay, I'm listening.
Yeah, I think reading and listening is a good hobby. Mm-hmm. I think like it's fun. I mean, we obviously do our book club. I also like the Redheads on
Well, we have podcasts. Bible. I have Bible. I have two Bible studies a week.
Bible studies, you know, my opinion with the ultimate book club, personally. I mean, it's the book just that keeps on booking. There's so many discussion questions to go there. Okay, I think I kind of covered most of
them. No, that's good. Okay, that was helpful. That was really helpful for me. I don't know. I'm hoping it was helpful for other people, but like, I'll tell you what, I got a lot out of that.
I started taking tennis lessons, and Sydney just started doing golf lessons.
Yeah. Okay. Like, just take a lesson.
What if you just took a lesson?
Yeah. Well, with all the time, you know, I have with a baby.
Pottery making?
My friend recently got into that. But anyway, okay, Kel, let's move on. I get it. We need hobbies.
And today's episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscription, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You guys, Rocket Money just came in major clutch for the car home, actually, because we got all new credit and debit cards for the business. And one thing that was really stressful was, wait, what are all my subscriptions? Because I got to make sure business runs as usual. I got to make sure we're like paying for the website, paying for the course, paying for all of our automated bills. And I was able to go on Rocket Money and not find and cancel them, but find them and make sure that I could change the credit card information to every single one. And it made it so easy.
Didn't even think about using it in that way.
I know. And like there's nothing more inconvenient than having to like make sure all your things on auto pay, mm-hmm. you know, don't get disrupted. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/carpool. That's rocketmoney.com/carpool. rocketmoney.com/carpool.
Okay, here's something that I wanted to talk about. As we're coming to spring, 2024 is here. I want to talk about what fashion trends the fashionistas are anticipating to see this year, just so we can keep an eye out and like kind of know, like this is high fashion trends.
Okay.
So this is from glamour.com.
Okay.
So some things we're going to be seeing is high fashion fringe. So like the boho look in a tailored way is coming back, which I'm into.
I don't like fringe. It's hard to launder. It always gets like, you know, what if you like get a sleeve and some salsa? How do you get it out of your fringe?
Fair. It's coming back. Rich burgundy is going to be a hot color. Apparently like red was
wait, this is for fall?
Well, it's spring. Apparently red was a big moment during fall and winter.
I never noticed.
And now spring, I just don't think we're in that.
Yeah,
that
totally. Scene.
And now maroon, burgundy, things of that nature are coming in, which I agree. I think it's weird for this time, but it is. Another thing, girl core. Bows, rosettes, ruffles, lace. Oh,
you guys, I hate the bow trend. I'm sorry. I hate adults wearing bows.
I like girl core. You're not girly at all.
That's not true.
You do not. I couldn't see you in a ruffle.
I have some dresses. I wear dresses.
A dress does not have to have a ruffle. You're not girly. Which is fine.
I don't know why that's hurting my feelings.
I think girl core is cute.
Well, I think I like the idea of girl core. I just say I don't like when adults wear bows in their hair. Sorry.
I don't mind it. I think it's cute. Okay.
Okay, well, I'm a hater.
Some more things we're going to be seeing. This is jarring. Statement belts.
I'm good with that.
After about a decade in fashion jail, they were rescued this season by everyone from Ferragamo to Tom Ford. They're coming back. Animal prints are coming.
Didn't know they were out.
This is big for you. Sky blue is going to be a hot color.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Disco Inferno. We're going to be seeing some sequins. We're going to be seeing some metallics.
Okay.
Things of that nature. Peep toe sandals.
Hate. But I might get on it.
this is interesting. Non-basic basics. So it's like, take, like, this is their example. It's a regular black t-shirt with random stripes cut out of it.
Okay.
So it's like having a statement of your basic. Graphic stripes, only a few more. Sheer layering. Subversive office wear.
What? I don't know what that means.
It's like, I don't know, some, I mean, like baggy trousers. I don't know. And that's pretty much it. So that's what's coming. We'll see. I probably will stick to my leggings and my sweatshirts, but I like to know what's coming.
I like to know what to watch out for.
Yeah, no, for sure.
You could say it's a hobby of mine. Speaking of fashion, I was trying to like prep my wardrobe for the ever-changing body. And I went on Lululemon's website because I'm sorry, the super high-rise Align leggings. The Align leggings are the best leggings in the world. I wish they weren't. I wish I could find an Amazon dupe. I can't. I also just wear them every... My cost per wear is pretty darn good for how often as I wear them. But when you're pregnant, it's got to be the super high-rise.
Super high-rise.
It's got to be... And also, like, all the time has to be the super high-rise. Mm-hmm. Not a single size or color in stock.
No.
And I was like, okay, you know what? I have two pairs. And I was like, anyway, I probably need to be looking at biker shorts because, like, I'm going to be pregnant all summer.
Yeah.
Not a single 8-inch biker short in my size.
I have a good link. I wore them all with James from Amazon, maternity biker shorts.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, it's like, I think that's fine. I'm just, you know how they're, when you're in between that phase of like the maternity clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just there.
I will say, like, such a shout out to the Lululemon ones, like get an alert to be alerted when they're back in stock. I am currently wearing a pair that I wore before I had James. No. Yes. All throughout my first pregnancy, from first trimester to third, bumping out, and now I'm wearing them, and they literally have fit the same. I don't understand. It's like
they don't stretch.
They don't stretch. Like, they literally are the exact same as they were, and I have worn them with a full blown bump.
Mm-hmm. They're incredible. It's incredible. They're incredible. They're incredible. So anyway, that was a bummer. So I will not let anyone know until after I purchase when they're back in stock.
Okay. Good call. You ready for industry news?
Listen, I am ready for industry news. Industry news, you guys, is where I spill the hot tea going on in the auto industry. And I just have two quick little stories to get to. First of all, make sure you're heading over to thecarmom.com because we are pumping out the content. We're pumping out the content on all platforms. We're over there on YouTube. We're here on the podcast. We're on Instagram. We're on the website.
Mm-hmm.
And things are happening. Okay. I have to go to what? I should just like start reading our articles for this. Like, yeah, we're just like true. Out here, like, you know what I mean? Like doing the most.
But yeah, you just had we just released a, it's not like we could get our life together enough for you to post about it on your Instagram.
Okay. This is exciting.
What?
Ford's Tesla supercharger adapter detailed. So we talked about this a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But basically, this handy little device enables Ford EVs to plug into Tesla's supercharger network of charging stations. This is big. This is big. Current owners of Mach-Es and Lightnings will receive an over-the-air update this morning that enables them to charge at select Tesla superchargers nationwide. So that means that Ford is... I don't know. Ford might be the one to do it. They might be the ones to kind of figure it out. The Mach-E was the second best-selling EV aside from the Model Y.
Okay, that's huge.
We'll see what they're up to. I just wanted to give that update.
No, that's
good. Okay, and then here's something we can expect at the New York Auto Show. And if you don't know, Elizabeth and I are going to the New York Auto Show.
Yeah.
Traveling alert, but I'm actually kind of excited.
Wee-oh.
I actually have two trips on the books. New York Auto Show and a wedding.
Yep. Me too.
Wedding... But they'll be fine. The New York Auto Show is a trip that I was excited for all the trips and whatever. We don't need to get to it again. Anyway, this is what I'm excited to see. The 2025 Infiniti QX80 tees with new design, 450 horsepower twin turbo V6.
Do we have pics?
No, it's just like a little thing. It's just like a little spy photo.
Oh my gosh,
photo.
Wait, I'm excited because I really don't like the way it looks now.
The Infiniti has revealed teasers for the next gen QX80 SUV. The images are shown similar to the monogram concept shown last fall, and the 2025 QX80 will be unveiled on March 20th ahead of an in-person debut at the New York Auto Show. Hopefully Infinity has like a fun party or something.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Infinity, invite us, please.
Infinity always has like a good booth.
They do.
Just like comfortable.
It's comfortable. It's aesthetically pleasing. Last year they had those quiet booths. You would just go in this little pod and it was complete silence.
That might, you might need one of those.
Totally.
Yeah.
So the Infiniti QX80 Nissan Armada, probably my least favorite full-size SUV. Yeah. I'd rather have a Toyota Sequoia, and that's saying a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping for, I don't think we're going to get the incredible functionality changes that I'm hoping for.
Okay.
But we'll see. I'd love to be wrong.
I would love for you to be wrong.
Yeah.
That's a hot one. Bummer with the hot ones is that they're so hard to like get our hands on. So I don't know if we'll get like a tour done, but like we'll definitely report on what is found.
What else am I excited to see at the New York Auto Show? Well, I'm hoping to spend some more time with the Traverse Acadia.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask me for an update. Don't have one.
What
besides
else?
That, there's not really, it's kind of been kind of a, last year was like such a year.
I know.
And this year's just been like a little soft.
I know. And like we couldn't travel soft, last year.
No, soft for the three row SUV market.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I mean, hopefully they'll have like the refresh carnival with like, you know, hopefully someone will be there to talk about like the hybrid of it all. You know, I don't know.
Well, only time will tell, Kel. It's right around the corner. So
I mean, I'm excited to see like all of my friends. Like I'm excited to see like the Atlas and like the Palisade and the Grand Highlander and the Wagoneer and the Escalade. Like I'm the Expedition. Like I'm excited to see my friends. Oh, that's what the new Explorer.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
That'll Explorer. Be that. That's what I need to see.
Yeah,
that's what we need to get our handsies on.
It is coming up, so looking forward to that. Okay, well now is that all your? Oh, it's time for Digital Drive-Thru?
It is time for Digital Drive-Thru.
Okay, well, now it's time for Digital Drive-Thru, where we give you an easy dinner recipe to mix it up to get you out of your dinner.
And if it's okay with you, I'm also going to be bringing that.
Please.
I've kind of done a lot of talking this episode.
Okay.
So one of my pregnancy cravings has been balsamic vinegar.
Yeah.
And I mean to the point where I would drink it. I drink it with a spoon.
Yeah.
And I like eyes rolled to the back of my head because like it hit that big.
Wow.
It's so funny because mom craved vinegar when she was pregnant with me too.
That is crazy.
I know. And then she craved ice, like just straight up ice. And I guess there's like a condition when like pregnant women crave like technically non-foods. Hopefully I don't crave ice because that sounds like it would hurt my teeth.
Yeah,
but right now I'm all about the vinegar. I can't just keep eating sourdough bread and vinegar, so I'm trying to think like what else can I get in there to get some other nutrients in but also still hit my craving.
Okay.
And I was like, balsamic chicken.
Yeah.
Like, I've never made a balsamic chicken, but, like, we just had that Caprese one, which people were
raving
about. And I said, okay, well, based on last episodes, let me check out the Pioneer Woman. She doesn't have much to talk about in the world of balsamic. It's just she's more of, like, a, you know, cream and cheese kind of galley pop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then I said, let me go to Naptime Kitchen. And I forgot Naptime Kitchen has this recipe, balsamic chicken. They call it bruschetta chicken. And it's a mother crockpot recipe.
Woo!
Balsamic chicken. You need 3 to 4 chicken breasts, a can of diced tomatoes, balsamic vinegar, olive oil, seasoning, garlic, salt, pepper.
Yum.
Yellow onion is optional. Place the chicken breast in the crock pot. And then she says, Nate loves it because it sort of reminds him of spaghetti. We call this bruschetta chicken. You can serve it over pasta, rice, or quinoa.
Yeah. Yeah. Vegetable on the side.
Bruschetta chicken.
I love bruschetta.
So anyway, that's what I'm gonna work on.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. How much do you need? Like a lot of balsamic for that recipe though? Balsamic's like...
It only said hold on, I think it was 1/4 cup.
Oh, okay.
I'll probably double it, to be honest with you.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe I'll double the side just so like I can have some.
Maybe like put balsamic glaze on top of your chicken.
Mm-hmm. No, that's not like acidic enough.
Okay.
Like I don't want the glaze. I want the vinegar.
Okay. Okay. Salt and vinegar chips?
No. Okay. I want balsamic.
Okay.
Where are the balsamic chips? I feel like those would sell. Lay's, free idea.
Lay's. Hello. I know they listen.
Bruschetta chips? What?
Bruschetta chips. That sounds good.
Speaking of food, did I tell you? So here's a new hobby I found of mine.
What?
I'm trying to not buy things with red 40 in them anymore.
Yeah, fair.
And we talked about this on like two episodes ago, but you can't do it all. And I think it's really important to like pick three things and try to do that.
Yeah.
And just, and you know what? Let those three things just come across your desk. Maybe pray about it. Like whatever just comes to you as like, that's not what we're going to do. So anyway, I have chose Red 40 as one of mine.
Yeah.
Kind of already regretting it. Ew, it's an everything.
That's disgusting.
And I'm not going to, I'm not going to be like, and this is just for me, I'm not going to like take kids Halloween candy from them, but I'm just not going to buy it.
Yeah, like you're not going to buy the Skittles, but like if someone gives you kids Skittles.
Then I'm not going to be like, okay, whatever. Oh my gosh. Well, so then I was trying to buy like some Easter candy and everything has Red 40 in it. Everything. All candy has Red 40. So that's just that.
So Trader Joe's does not have dyes in their candies.
Yeah, you said that.
It's true. Because I actually do the same thing, Kel. I love gummy worms. Like, I love gummy worms. And I had, like, an impulse buy for them. And I checked the ingredients. And it had the Red 40. And I literally brought them home and I threw them away. Because I was like, I just, I'm trying, I am also trying not to consume the Red 40. Then I went to Trader Joe's. And I was like, I remember they don't have dyes in their candies. Bought two of their gummy candies. Neither one of them has the dye. And I have the one of them. I have the bag. You can look at it.
I want to read about the dangers of Red 40.
Okay.
This is, and again, this is just like what I've planted my flag in. We do other things, you know. The use of Red 40 dye is concerning because it has been linked to a host of physical and mental health issues, including ADD, ADHD, allergies, immune disorders, mind storms, and even inflammatory bowel disease.
Yeah, it feels like an easy thing to try and cut out.
I know. So anyway, I'm kind of just on that like journey. Like I got like, and I'm not like, not, I wasn't like trying to like not buy candy. I was just trying not to buy candy with Red 40.
Yeah.
And I like love like those Cadbury eggs. And I'm like, oh, well, they don't have Red 40 because like they're all like pastel colors. I'm thinking, can't you dye something pastel with another color?
Yeah.
And I would like pick up something that like didn't even have red in it and it still had Red 40 in it. I don't know. I think if we all, there's apparently like things are happening. Like there was like a headline about California wants to ban it. The FDA is pressuring. There's pressure from the FDA. The FDA is facing pressure.
Like they should. It's, I mean, we've talked about this, but it's just so annoying because it's all about the bottom line and it's not about the health. All right, I want to read this quote from Trader Joe's. We don't use synthetic colors in our private label products. We used to say we don't use artificial colors, but because there isn't really a defined understanding of what artificial might mean to various people. So if we are using a coloring agent to add a hue to food or beverage, it is naturally derived color. So it might be from beet juice or it might be from carrots or spinach.
I love Trader Joe's.
Yeah, so maybe check there.
Okay. Anyway.
Still look, because that's like, he said it's their private label, which is most of their stuff, so. Maybe so, check Aldi's too, because I know that they're like
the same. Yeah, they're kind of like the same. Anyway.
Okay, well, with that's our episode.
No, that is our episode, and a great episode it was.
Yeah, so thank you so much for listening to the Carpool Podcast, and we will talk to you next time.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to the Carpool Podcast with Kelly and Liz. Make sure you're subscribed so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed riding with us, tell everybody you know. There's room in the car for everyone.